After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Welcome back, After Buzzers. We're here for the Real Housewives of Potomac After Show, Season 4, Episode 2, Here Comes the Bride. We're talking everything Candace's wedding, from the fashion to her screwed up mama's face to Giselle getting faked out by Sherman. All that and more coming up for you next.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's up?
Ooh, I like that music.
Yeah, I know. That's the AfterBuzz.
Yes.
What's up, party people? I am your host, Erica Edwards, but I couldn't do it without my girls, the true blue Potomac fan, queen of the Giselle fan club, although I'm also a member. Give it up for my girl, Alexis.
Hello, everyone. I'm happy to be here.
Yay, yay. And the amazing and also lovely Lauren.
Hey, guys. How you doing? And I want to, especially if you're watching this, Mom, happy Mother's Day from your favorite. Love you.
Yes. Happy Mother's Day.
Yes, Mom. I know you're not watching, but happy Mother's Day. Yes, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Shout out to you guys. Oh, my gosh. We have a great show. We have two special segments, news and gossip. So stay tuned all the way till the end, folks. All right. So here comes the bride. Finally, we see this wedding that I'm like, finally.
Longest engagement ever.
Yeah. So what did you guys think overall about the episode?
I love this episode. I thought the wedding was beautiful. We've been waiting on this day for a whole season and a half, feels like. So I was so happy to finally see it all come together, see where that $200,000 went to and what it will look like. But there were also some shady moments that happened at the wedding. So that was interesting to see take place as well.
Yes, and stay tuned because we're going to have a shady moment showdown.
Yeah. What
do you think, Lauren?
I thought it was beautiful. I feel like I'm growing up because I usually like walk out completely during all the weddings. Scenes in Housewife history, but I was like, oh my god, am I tearing up? Is this cute? Is this sweet? Like, it Chris?
Was, yeah, it was so beautiful.
Was so
I loved it. Honestly, because I did Real Housewives, I watched Real Housewives of Atlanta too. I was like, where the dress changes? Because of her 200K, yeah. I was like, I know she got 3-4 dresses, but she had one and it was cute and she wrote a song, so that
yeah,
was
she
nice.
Had the dress that she wore to sing, which
yeah,
was
yeah,
out,
yeah.
But
so that was cute.
I was
cute,
waiting
but I was
for a
right.
reception dress.
I was like, where's
usually?
The reception dress? And yeah. where's the dress that you do when
even
you leave? Or whatever.
I hope that I missed that. I was so encapsulated by their love.
Well, you know what?
So beautiful.
Hilarious. No, I just remember Eva off of Real Housewives of Atlanta changing dresses. So that's
three dress changes.
Yeah, so that's really the only thing that now it's a thing. Like, mm-hmm. now she made it a thing, and now I expect that of everyone on the franchise. All right, so let's start off with the easy stuff. Well, not so easy for Giselle, but let's talk about Giselle and Sherman. Now, it was so interesting to watch because here she is in the beginning, top of the episode, getting her booty ready, and then she gets faked out.
Yeah.
So that, like, tore at my heart a little bit. How are you guys feeling about Sherman right about now?
Sherman, we were all rooting for you, like, in the Tyra Banks voice. Like, what are you doing, Sherman? Like, that's kind of a part of dating somebody, period. That was a terrible excuse. I don't want to be around certain people. Like, I don't know. I feel like that was a pretty punk move.
Honestly, if he wasn't already so, like, unreliable, I probably would have been a little bit more understanding, because I do get it. These women have talked about him so bad over these last few episodes. I can see him not wanting to be around all of that, especially at a wedding where it's supposed to be a beautiful event and no drama. So I can kind of see it, but at the same time, because I've just seen him do Giselle wrong so much on the last season, now going into this season, it's like, okay, Sherman, you're supposed to be, you know, working your way back to our good graces, and you completely let us down. So
yeah, although I, and I think I saw some people tweet about this, I kind of think that not just Monique, but maybe he's not ready to get back in front of the camera, too,
yeah,
which I think is sort of a valid point. Like, to me, you know, I thought originally, I was like, well, maybe he's just not going to show up, but he told her, I can't make it, and you know, like, if he doesn't want to go and he's not comfortable, I don't know if breaking up your relationship is the response to that. Do you think that they're really broken up?
Who knows with these two? But I have to, you know, disagree with you guys. I don't think that's a valid excuse. You know, you knew who this woman was, and there's going to be cameras. Unless she's off the show, unless you marry her and say, I will marry you, I will take care of you, you don't have to work anymore, you don't have to do this show. You have to accept that there's going to be cameras around, there's going to be people around. Giselle, we love her, she's a little messy. There's always going to be somebody right in the room who probably don't like her. That's not a valid excuse for me. I don't know. I think he's just a disappointment constantly.
I mean, I see what you're saying, and not to reflect on another show, but I do remember Kenya and her and Mark from Atlanta. And so it's kind of the same thing. Like, to me, yeah, I mean, there are legitimately people who don't want to be on the show. Now, does that make for a whack show? Absolutely. Is that grounds for you to break up your relationship? I'm not sure.
But Mark from day one said, I'm not going to go on that show. Sherman's like here, then he's not, then he's here. Like,
well, in his defense, not that he deserves defending, but if somebody got and told all your business about your prostitutes and stuff, and you know, okay, once you start showing up again, who knows what skeletons are going to fly out of his closet now.
But then just tell her, I'm not going to do the show. Like, don't get her hopes up.
Well,
that's my
see,
thing.
I don't know. Well, I want to see what happens further down in the season. Because I know that she's upset now. But I kind of feel like if you all been in counseling, kind of like what Juan was saying, like, is this really his first time saying it? Like, I think he...
That's fair.
If he's uncomfortable, if this is his first time, then that's cray-cray. But I kind of would suspect that maybe he's been dropping hints.
Yeah,
before
he's already
this
hesitant, and she knew. And then,
because
yeah,
because even the last episode, she's been talking about him, but we've been seeing clips from before. We haven't seen
him.
She's like
playing that picnic clip.
Exactly. She keeps saying, "Oh, he's calling me. He's doing whatever." We haven't even seen a phone call with him yet. You know. So
it's funny that you all are saying that because we have a few people in our live chat who are saying that they think this storyline is fake.
I think
and
so.
That
I wouldn't
this
be
is
okay,
a wait, real wait, wait, relationship and never has been. And it's funny that you brought up Kenya and the Mark situation.
Also fake relationships.
Because they also claim that that was a fake relationship simply for the show. So do you think that maybe that could be the case?
Well, here's the thing I will say, like, about Atlanta, is that while, it, you know, apparently Kenya and Mark are real, she has had fake relationships on the show before. And I feel like Giselle is following in her footsteps. Because what was the other, was it Eric? The other guy who was like a friend of the family, the little short guy.
Yeah.
She has had a few of these relationships where I'm like, okay, this is her storyline. Because mm-hmm. she's not really dating. We don't see the pastor or whatever. We just see the girls. So part of me, you know... So I do think it's going to be her storyline, even though, you know, pay him more money, girl. Maybe he'll come on camera.
I mean, he probably, when he decided, oh, I'm going to be your fake boyfriend, if that's what you think, because I don't think that Giselle, I love you. But he
I
probably
love you too, Giselle, and I love your weave. I love your weave, for real.
He probably didn't realize that him putting himself out there on the show was going to open up all of his... you know, skeletons from his past about, you know, the whole thing with the park situation, if that was true, and bringing right. his ex-wife onto the TV and opening up that part of it.
Although, you know, as Lauren may have mentioned, does he live in a box? Because that is to be expected. So, you know, I mean, and it is what it is. Like, I don't think it's that big of a deal. If you weren't cheating on Giselle to get prostitutes, I mean, you did it.
Yeah.
It's a wrap. Like, it shouldn't be that deep. So I don't know. I'm not convinced that they're necessarily broken up. Because I'm like, okay, look, it's not like he faked you out and just didn't show up. He called you, he explained why he didn't come. You don't agree with it. Mm-hmm. But if he's not comfortable, you're not going to hold a gun and make me go to a wedding if I don't want to go. Now, what's interesting is, and I want to ask you all things. Now, what do y'all think about Sorry, A1 talking about, I'll give him another chance.
Oh my God.
I'm like, not everybody's trying to be a beautiful Robin. Like Robin, okay? Like, I love
mean,
Robin
I think
and Juan,
if
but...
anybody is going to understand not wanting their business out, not wanting to be on the spotlight of this show, it is Juan, because he hasn't wanted to do this show for that reason, too.
But not so much the show. My issue with Juan is like, give him another chance.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you need to be quiet.
Yeah. Well, they're also friends, too, because remember, they played on the same team, so he has some
right.
loyalty to him.
He also just may not know the whole gravity of the situation. Like, just hearing this one thing, he may be like, oh, this well, is no. something see, to end the relationship.
See, that's not what I think. I think that Juan, I mean, I see what you're saying, and I agree with that point, but I think Juan is like, Robin just took all my mess.
Yeah.
So this little, one little thing ain't nothing compared to the nonsense I done put Robin through.
Very true.
And Robin is still living in the house with me. So to me, that's kind of where I'm like, okay, you know, it's like getting, you know, marriage advice from T.I. Like, no, no, don't do
no
it.
Shade.
You know, like, no shade.
Clifford out of this.
No shade. I love T.I. Mm-hmm. I love Atlanta. But no, I mean, to me, that's the thing that kind of made it seem like, okay, Juan, you gonna tell, you know, I mean, if it was Chris or, well, obviously she wouldn't be talking to Chris, but if it was one of the other husbands, I would be like, okay. But I was like, the person with the kind of semi-jacked up relationship is like, give him another chance. To me, I feel like it's because Robin gave him so many chances.
Well, yeah.
And also, he's also the male perspective in this. You know, women were a lot more emotional, and she may just be a little bit more sensitive. Guys may have, oh, he doesn't want to go to the wedding. Guys don't want to go to weddings anyway half of the time. So they're like, I
exactly.
understand him
although,
not wanting to be there.
Although in the very beginning of the clip of the episode, her friend Cal, sort of a male perspective, more or less. He kind of was like already not that into Sherman. You know what I'm saying?
And I don't blame him.
He was already kind of like, how did you go from I'm done to we in therapy?
Yeah.
That sounds storyline to me, but maybe not.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Cal would know every step of the way. That's clearly her one true friend.
And can we just give him a shout out for the fact that he was ready and willing just to go and be her date?
He's a real
like
friend.
Literally an hour beforehand showed up for her. I thought that was just
that was so cool.
So
and
loyal.
He looked nice. And he was kind of and he had her back.
Yeah,
you know,
just
right
to be
there.
Able to support her when he knew that she was upset and to be on her arms and be alone.
It's because he knew that it was all a sham and that there was never any Sherman, so Cal was able to cancel all his hair appointments for that Saturday morning
and put
go.
That suit on. And
he
what I really what
no,
I really liked about Cal,
plan.
What I really did appreciate about Cal's friendship was when she and Monique were getting into it, and Chris was like, come on, baby. And so then Cal was like, come on, baby, come on, baby.
He's
I was like,
yes,
he's a good friend. So shout out to Cal.
We want to see more of Cal. He seems cool. Mm-hmm. He definitely seems very loyal.
He is so there for Giselle, and I'm here for it.
Cool, cool, cool. All right, well, before we go on to the next topic, boom, boom, Alexis has something amazing to tell you guys.
Hello, everybody. We just want to give a huge thank you for watching and making us the ESPN of TV Talk. We love what we do. We love watching our crazy shows and talking about them with you all, but we cannot do it without your help. So if you're watching on YouTube, make sure to like, subscribe, and comment. We do see your comments here on the live chat. If you're listening on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating. And no matter what the weather, the time, no matter what, please continue to watch our show because we can't do this without each and every one of you.
We cannot. So please like, subscribe, and give us a thumbs up right now because you're here anyway.
Right now.
All right. So before we get to the wedding, let's talk about Candace's one, that dress, and two, the meeting with her mom at the bridal store. First of all, I was surprised that this close to the wedding was the first time her mom actually saw it, because usually that happens, like, way earlier.
Well, I think this is her seeing it after it was, like, fitted.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the final fitting. I think.
Oh,
she,
is that what she meant? Okay.
I doubt Candace's mom would have let her pick a dress, buy a dress, without seeing it.
Or Candace was completely strategic in that she just didn't want her mom to see it at all. I don't know if she'd be able to pull it off,
which personally,
but I could see her trying
exactly,
to.
But last season, we saw them go to the dress shop, so I don't know. Her mom, you know her mom, y'all. She was there. She was calling the dress places. Has Candace been in there?
And she had to pay for it.
Right, but I do not honestly believe her mom saw those shoulder straps or whatever was going on at the top. I don't think her mom gave the okay to that. I'm just saying. I don't know. I thought overall it was cute, but the top was a little
I wasn't a big fan of the dress, honestly.
Yeah, I wasn't either. That's why I was like, her mom didn't agree to that. That's what her mom... But her, and it was so close to the day. I think her mom did the best that she could in, like, not saying how she really felt about it. Like, she was kind of slow with the shade because she was like, you want it that long? You know,
the veil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she had a few little tidbits, but given how the dress was looking, I think she did a great job in holding it in. So what did you guys think about her mom calling her a narcissist? Like, I thought that was so hilarious.
It's the pot calling the kettle black is what it is.
Yeah.
She said, you're a narcissist, you're a brat, you're a little prince. Like, everything she was saying kind of fit the mom. It's just like, wow.
And that she contributed to her being that way, you think, mom? Just spoiling her whole life?
Not even that. Her mom, guys, her mom is counseling somebody right now. Like, that's the scariest part, that she's so delirious and that she is, like, a therapist and a counselor. And I don't even know, does she prescribe medicine as well? Like, it's scary that she is someone that is so, like, not aware of herself. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, she's miserable. It's sad.
Yeah, I can't imagine going to her as my therapist. That is a little scary.
I mean, maybe she can help others, even though she, you know, has her own situation.
I don't know. I feel like she's going to talk to you crazy in your therapy session, but that I don't know because I haven't been. But I have that feeling. And it's interesting to me that, and we discussed this a little bit last week, that she's still talking about the sins of the father, and you're bringing that to me and to this wedding. Like, she cannot. And it was interesting because she basically said there's nothing you can say to make it better. Which I thought was like, wow, that's kind of harsh.
I really want to know what Ronnie thinks about this. Her new husband, Ronald. I'm just curious that she's harboring all of this resentment about the ex-husband. I wonder how poor Ronnie feels. Ronnie be up there at every event. He just be quiet. He shows up. He walks her down the aisle and does all the nice things. I'm like, are you not happy with Ronnie?
Is she taking care of Ronnie like she take care of Candace? Because I keep my mouth closed.
I know that's right. I know that is right.
I mean, she definitely probably has a personality to do that because people do that a lot of times. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just control. So I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah. Got a man she can control this time.
It just sucks that she projects what her father did onto her. Like, she wasn't the one who cheated. She's not the one who conceived the baby. So how is it on her to have to deal with that guilt? And how is she not able to?
And first of all, he didn't cheat. So that's fundamentally the issue that I have with it. You all were broken up, so it's not a cheat if you're not together. So, and you married him after that. So apparently, you know, she said exactly in the clip. She said, "I got over it 28 years ago." Obviously, you did not. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's the part where it's like, okay. And he's a grown man now. So you to act like he's somebody's mistake or whatever when he's an actual person in your daughter's life, I think is ridiculous.
And just not fair to them who weren't even around when any of this was happening. They're just products of something that happened so long ago. And it's a wedding. You invite your family. That's what you do.
So, you know, but it's interesting because they did sort of get past it, more or less. And so we come to the wedding day. So I did think, even though I was expecting more dress changes, I did think everything was really beautiful. The food looked great. I love the free bar, open bar. Everybody was getting tipsy. So out of people's outfits, who did you guys like the best, fashion-wise, of the girls?
I really liked Monique's dress. I remember thinking while I was watching the episode, that's a pretty dress. Even with her pregnant belly, it looked really pretty. I liked the blue. So.
Yeah. I was more distracted by everybody showing up late, so I wasn't really paying attention to the fits. Like, like, why is everybody tardy? Like,
although I will say shout out to going to some people's weddings don't start on time. So that's why I was surprised. I was like, oh, wow, look at this. Because so many weddings I've been to are late. So, you know, we get there, people get there late for sure. And then they don't start on time. Like, I know I've been to plenty of weddings where I got there late and I still was waiting. Yeah. So I was surprised, but they were like right on point. Even though she seemed to be stressed out getting ready, everything, you know,
when you're paying $200,000, everything got to be on time, I'm assuming, because it was beautiful. My favorite part about the wedding itself was just like the decor, like the design, like the reception hall.
They did a great job.
The reception hall was so gorgeous. The flowers were really well done. Chris had some kind of cute groomsmen too. I was like, oh, look at that. Kind of sexy. So we see that Karen's not talking to Giselle, Ashley's not talking, and Monique and Karen aren't talking to Ashley. So it's so interesting that everyone is sitting next to each other and still not speaking. So, do you all feel like someone should have tried to breach that gap between the ladies?
I don't think it was the time or the place for that, honestly. I was surprised they even brought up the little bit they did bring. It's a wedding. There shouldn't be any drama. So I think, yeah, there's issues, but people needed to table that for the next time and just let it be a stress-free drama day for Candace because it was her day.
Well, I agree mostly, but I feel like if you're sitting there and the person's not speaking to you, then you should say something. Like, to me, to see Giselle sitting right next to Karen and not speaking to each other was like, the worst.
Yeah, I don't know. Their relationship is funny, but I am shocked that Ashley didn't say anything. Because you know Ashley loves to stir that pot. Yeah, so I'm surprised she didn't say anything to Monique, or maybe because she was so drunk.
Yeah, and I think, one, they seem like they were in a really good mood because of all of those booze, which was great. Maybe they just need to be drunk all the time. And two, I think, you know, going back to it, it's a wedding, and I don't think that was the place to really bring their drama. So I'm actually glad that they just chose not to say anything to each other then, you know, to get things stirring.
Yeah, I thought Ashley was going to make more of an effort. I don't know if I was really feeling Monique's apology to Giselle, really. But Giselle didn't really let her get it all the way out. It was kind of like a mishmash.
It's just never going to work.
Right. I feel like every episode is them apologizing to each other for something just for it to continue in the next episode with the drama. So it's like, okay, she said sorry, but is this really it? Or are y'all going to be into it again next week about either the same thing or a new thing? So...
Well, I mean, I think Giselle had a valid point in, you did come for my man, and if I came for yours, you would be crazy, which is absolutely the truth. And, you know, and I think that was a good point. And I think if Monique wasn't so busy kind of being like, well, I thought I was going to, you know, she spent so much time trying to say she was going to, you know, apologize to both of them. Well, it's like, well, no, you, my friend, you owe me the apology. Like, you can apologize to Sherman whenever. You don't know him, but I'm supposed to be your friend. So that's a one-on-one conversation, which I thought Giselle had a valid point with that. You know, and maybe had she not been pushing Sherman, and where's Sherman? I want to apologize to Sherman. She would have gotten a little bit further with her apology.
I don't think Giselle would have allowed her to, because I don't think she did either. Like, I'm actually, these are Giselle fan club people. I love Giselle as well. But I actually, this is one of the Housewives shows that I pretty much like everyone. That's what I like about this cast. Like, I feel like there's something you can like and, like, take from everybody.
Right.
So I can kind of look at this a little objectively. And I think that it's just not going to work with them, period. I think Giselle's on defense. I think Monique was on her defense. Like, I think they both just, it's just not going to work. They need a mediation. They need to go, when Sherman doesn't go to counseling, Monique needs to just go. And that's the only way it's going to get fixed. They need a third party to sit down and let them talk. Because they're both never going to let each other talk.
Well, they've had that before. And obviously, it's still going to... They're just going to have their issues. So, like you said, some people you just know, okay, we're never going to be friends, but we can be cordial. We can be around each other. We can go to a wedding and, you know, say hello and that be it. So, I think as long as they remember that and keep that mindset, then it'll be fine.
I did love how Giselle came over and, like, said, like, she don't want to be... That was, like, I was like, yes, Giselle, come on, that was good.
Yeah.
Being the bigger person. Like, she came over and was like, I don't want to beef with a pregnant lady, and she give labor and I feel bad. And I'm like, thank you, Giselle.
That was also that fireball talking.
Yes.
Because she was ready to mend it with everybody. She even went up to Karen and was like, let's be friends again.
I know, and it was so interesting because I really appreciate Karen at least, like, being real and be like, nah, we're still not good. You know, like, you know, I know you're drunk and whatever, but Karen was still sort of like, yeah, I don't trust you.
Yeah.
So it's interesting to see Karen actually being, you know, honest and upfront, at least about Giselle anyway.
Yeah.
So what are your thoughts about the men and their little tete-a-tete?
I think Michael might have a crush on Juan.
That's what I thought too. I thought for sure. I was
don't
like,
we all.
I know, right? Juan is a cutie, for sure. But he's like, is Juan coming? Yes. Is Juan coming? And then he was all, if I got in a fight, would you jump in? Mm-hmm. No, nobody's jumping in for you, Michael.
Why are you getting in a fight? Michael and Ray are the oldest men in there. They both in the AARP club. Y'all do not need to be fighting, scrapping at a wedding.
But Michael is very much like, you know, he's just messy. He's like, he wants a... whatever.
He's like his wife. They like to stir the pot.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Because he was messing with Ray. And it's like, no, you did, you know, I think Chris had a good point. You did breach the
man code.
The man code. Mm-hmm. So that was horrible. All right. So Candace and Chris, what did you guys think about their vows and their whole thing?
I think y'all's faces while we watched this together, and their faces during the Chris's vows, I thought Chris tried hard. I know some may think that he took the easy way out, but I feel like he was pounding his head for weeks trying to think of that.
Listen, Chris was like, ugh, I can't get my...
Do you mean he was listening to the radio?
Right, he was
like, what do you mean?
I think he was trying to be cool.
He was like, I can't get through these vows. I need to listen to some music, and was looking through his Apple Music and was like, wait, oh, let me write that down, and just wrote down his whole playlist. It did not feel like there was any effort with those vows. I am sorry.
No, I feel the same way. I felt like he's like, okay, it's going to be a lot of black people here, so I'm going to get all these thank you. I'm marrying the black girls. I got to come out with all my R&B songs. Like, really? Forever My Lady? Like, let's get married. Can you stand the... Stop it.
He could have went without the Can You Stand the Rain, because that was a little too obvious.
Thank you.
But, yeah, I don't know. I felt like it was sweet. I thought her vows were beautiful. Yeah. Apparently she does have a way with words, like he says.
Yeah. She's a pageant girl, so she better have a way with words.
Yes, very true, very true. What did you guys think about her song?
I actually didn't think it was bad. I thought she sounded good, and for it to be an original song, I didn't think it was bad. It was really sweet.
I took a break on that. But we already know Candace can sing, like, from other, like, just her playing when doing her little runs and then her pageant, you know, life. So I already knew she could sing, so I was like, this is a good time to take a break.
Yeah, so. She was, I thought it was okay. Like, she didn't do any notes that were, like, too high for her or anything. So, and I did actually, I liked the lyrics. Mm-hmm. So I didn't think she did a bad job. I didn't think she did a great job. The singing was just okay. But I was like, wow, she really wrote this. And it wasn't corny. It was better than his vows, for sure. So, yeah, I actually thought the song was cute. The dress was cute. That was kind of an adorable moment. Now, were his kids there? I couldn't really see.
They just touched on
it. Yeah, they didn't, like, that's what I wanted to know. So that makes me think that maybe they weren't.
That's what I thought, too. And really, that's what I thought when she was like, oh, I have something up my sleeve. I was like, oh, is she going to surprise him with his kids? Because that would make this moment perfect. Yeah. But sadly, that did not happen. Okay, so Robin and Juan, the couple you love to love. So how you gonna miss the whole ceremony? Yeah. Like,
I'm sorry, if you miss my whole ceremony, don't come and eat my food.
And drink the heck out of those drinks.
Yeah, she was they were drinking. Throwing them back.
She was like getting toasted.
Yeah.
What do you think, Lauren? I mean, well, here's my thing with her was, her line was, like, I love Robin, but I think in this episode, to me, she came off a little thirsty, because her line was, as long as we showed up, we on time, since we together. And I was like, girl,
Even know what that meant. Robin, you was late. You was wrong.
You were late, and that was tacky. But, I mean, Robin is always late. I would just think that at a wedding, you could find a way to be on time.
Or at least be, like, late. Like, Giselle was late, but she saw like some of it. Here, like, be seated, but to totally show up for the reception. And she just seemed like she was so overly grateful that Juan came with her. Mm-hmm. Which, and I get it. Like, I do want them to work. But it just comes off like, oh, my God, I'm so glad he came or whatever. So it's an interesting dynamic between those two, I must say. Go ahead.
But I am happy that they're getting back to where they were. I've just been rooting for them.
I want them to, but it's just so emotional. I feel like these are my parents at this point. Like, what are we doing here?
Like, I don't know. And I think, like, he mentioned, I think the last episode, getting back to where they never were. So I think this is a new place for them, really. Mm-hmm. I think maybe they got married so young, they never really had this moment or whatever. So hopefully, you know, they can pull it together. I like the short hair look. I just want her to be, like, a little bit more confident and a more...
It's hard when that's the only person you knew. High school sweetheart, college sweetheart, husband, like, it's like 30 years.
We've just seen this shift just in general of her confidence on this show.
Yeah.
You know, just to go from literally having it all, being an NBA wife, to losing it all with the divorce and losing all your money, then working your way to build it back, and, you know, to finally see them kind of more at the top place. It's good to see. I'm really happy for them.
Yeah, I'm definitely good to see their money, you know, how they've gone through with, you know, their monetary situation. So I think it is good that they overcame the money issues and stuff. I just want, like, to me, he's cool and confident, and I just want that for her, too, as a person, you know what I'm saying, in that relationship. So it's not so much... Juan, what do we, you know, I want her, because he's kind of like cool, whatever, all the time. And he's always been like that.
Because he's been able to date.
Yeah, he's been had his cake and eat it too. And she, you know, just hasn't. So that one, you know, but it was interesting to see Juan. I did like, although I didn't agree, I thought it was cute to see him kind of advise Giselle and kind of, you know, it's nice to see Juan kind of in the mix with the other guys, for sure.
We have some people in the chat who think that they are that Robin is using the show to save their relationship. Do y'all agree with that? Like, one person even said, without the show, Juan wouldn't be there.
Interesting. And see, like I would say, and the flip is also true. Without this Juan drama, she wouldn't have a storyline. So
I agree with that a little bit. Yeah, that's always been her own.
Because to me, that's been her storyline from day one. We divorce, we live together. You know, every so often people see him out in the street with another chick, and then it's like that's it for four years.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. That might be true.
I don't agree with that. It may be just because I'm rooting for them, but I think they just, you know, they've loved each other their whole life. They had their downs where they just really needed to focus on their relationship and rebuild that trust and that friendship. And I think now they've finally done that. I think regardless of if they were on the show or not, they would have been able to rebuild simply off the fact that they love each other and have that much history. But that could just be the hopeless romantic in me.
Yeah, and also they were living together when the show started. Like, mm-hmm. I don't think they moved in together just for the show. They've always still been together.
I agree with you. I don't think they moved in together, but there is some sort of, I feel like, dynamic between them that is somehow dependent on the show. Like, I'm not saying that he's staying with her to be on the show or whatever, but the whole, I don't know. I'm not clear on that.
You can see what they're saying with
I mean, I see their point. Mm-hmm. I think it's more that she's holding on to this storyline, but I don't know. I mean, it's something not quite right, I think, in that situation. I want them to be together. I want them to move forward, but make a decision and do it.
Yeah. Right.
You know, it's kind of what I want.
I think if this is her last season, Juan would still stay there until he found another person to be with.
But he already has other side people.
No, I'm saying, like, someone to really be with, because, like, he has other people probably for, like, you know, hookups or whatever. But I feel like Robin is his best friend. She knows him. She's the mother of his children. She takes care of him. I'm sure she cooks. Like, it's a good deal. I would say anyway, too.
So you think that he still has women on the side?
I wouldn't be surprised. Juan, I don't know you.
I mean, we'll have to see. I think we'll have to see this season. In the past, for sure he has. This is the first season where I've seen them kind of interact in a way that seems like they're together.
In a relationship.
But it's only episode two.
True.
Yeah. So I'll give you some time to bring it out. You know, you got a massage or whatever last week, so maybe they're, you know what I'm saying? So hopefully not, because it's the first time he seems like he's even really interested in her romantically.
Yeah, they seem like they're on the same page now. I'm saying like in the past, but at the same time.
Definitely. Like, it's, who knows? You know what I mean? In three episodes, who knows what's going to happen with them?
I don't put it past but any guy.
Exactly. Okay, so Ashley clearly, I guess she doesn't know she's pregnant in this episode, because she gets totally wasted. And then her granddaddy, Michael, is like, here, drink water, drink water. How are you guys feeling about Ashley and old Michael?
I mean, well, going back to her, you know, being drunk, I think she just hadn't drank in a long time.
2 long weeks! She said that. Dose weeks!
That's 14 days.
This is like Corona in hand.
Yeah,
Ashley.
We never saw her without a Corona in all the season she's been on here, so I get it. But I think she's just in a happy place. That's what it seems like to me. Even with Michael, you know, in the last episode, you know, this is when he's actually trying to have a baby now, because in the last season he didn't want to, and now they're actually doing it, and they seem to be happy and they're in a relationship. I mean, she's pregnant now, so they must, you know, something went on down there.
It's something creepy about Michael to me, and I feel like she's just, they're another one where I feel like they're trying too hard, but I don't know.
I think everyone's on that agreement with that. It's definitely trying too hard. It just makes me uncomfortable watching them together. Not you.
It's definitely very awkward. But I think she wants a baby, and she likes that money. So being with him gets her both of those things. So we'll see how it is after the baby is born, if there's still that.
I know. She's the one couple where you watch and you're like, oh, okay, I don't think I could do that for money. Like, I don't
know.
It's
just weird. Like I said last week, she's cute. She could find someone better that also has money.
I know.
I've been watching, like, binging How to Get Away with Murder. So I'm like, does he have something on her? Like, why him? Why him? Because I feel like she could find a guy who would want to have a baby from her, like, who would not make her feel bad for her mother and her situation, that also has money. Like, she's in D.C. She could figure it out.
She already has him, though. And she's probably like, I'm 30. I got to do this now.
She's in Chocolate City. She could do Well, I don't know. I'm not going to pass judgment. They're a happy family. They're having a baby or whatever. She is like 8 months pregnant now. So, you know, shout out to that. I guess let's touch real quickly on Monique and Chris. They kind of had a cute little interaction, but mostly he just was saving her from Giselle, really. They didn't really do too much this episode.
I think he's just trying to keep her from being stressed because she's pregnant. And, you know, they had the miscarriage
right,
before.
Right, that's true.
So he's just being very cautious with his wife, making sure that nothing is happening with her or the baby, which is great.
I love Chris.
Yeah, I love him.
Yeah, he's very down to earth. He seems, of the men, to be the most grounded.
Oh, yeah.
It was interesting that Michael said he tried to apologize to Ray by, like, tapping him on the shoulder. So it kills me how men apologize to each other. He's like, hey, how you doing? Like, how's that an apology? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't even know. But it's interesting because I think Ray just, like, shook his head. So do you all think Ray is going to, you know, be cool with Michael again, or is he going to be a petty Betty?
I think he's going to be a petty Betty.
I think they're always going to be some petty, because you attacked my career, like, you brought in the law into it, like, they're never going to be cool. Ray's an OG. He can smile, just like Karen, like, they can be cordial, but they're never going to forget.
All right, you guys, so let's move on to our special segments. Let's do shadiest moments, because there were several.
Okay.
All right, Lauren, let's start with you, Chica.
My shadiest moment would have to be, the producers have been super shady, and we're only two episodes in, and I love you guys for it. When they did the mashup, when Karen was like, yeah, I thought it was going to be Sherman, but that's Cal, not Sherman, and they did a, like, side-by-side.
Of their face.
to, like, make it clear that they don't look alike, they're not the same person.
Like,
so,
we needed the side-by-side to know,
like, Cal, that wasn't Sherman. So that was the shadiest moment for me.
Yeah, for you.
I think it was a shady moment, but some people may not have taken it as shade, is when Giselle referred to Chris as Big Boy. Now, he is a big guy. We all know that. But I think in the context and the way she said it, it was kind of like, oh, was she just trying to throw shade at Chris? And honestly, I think if Monique wasn't pregnant, she probably would have been a little bit more like, why did you have to say it like that? So I don't know. It was kind of shady to me.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. My shadiest moment was when Karen, I think she was talking to Monique, because I don't think she was actually talking to Ashley, and she said she would sue Ashley and take that restaurant and give it to her mother.
Yeah. That was definitely shady.
All right. So, all right. I think that's the winner. Yes. Shade continues. Karen is always queen of shade, I must say. All right, so we have a few tweets for you guys. So some of our favorite tweets.
Let's see what Twitter is saying.
Yes, so pull these up.
We're going to start with Fat ASS Kelly Price at Miss Olivia Benson. Wait a goddamn minute. Michael's talking about sucking D-I-C-K. I don't know if we can say that here.
Oh. Yes.
Okay, hashtag R-H-O-P. Yeah.
Yeah, that was actually in the preview for next
week.
Yeah,
that's what we're assuming happened, so we won't know until next week.
Yeah, come back next week. Let's talk about it. And then the next tweet is from Jazz, J.Chanel. I low-key can't wait for Crazy Katie to come back as a friend more than Charisse. LOL. I kind of agree.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that one. Yeah. Because I loved Katie. Well, I didn't love her, but she was crazy. She had a fun.
Yeah.
Oh, no, this is mine. This is the one I love.
Okay.
What is the Jodeci going on with Chris's vows?
Oh, yes. My God. I love that emoji. That's, like, my favorite emoji.
Yes.
It was very Jodeci. My thing is, guys, consider the source. I don't know. Like, yes, he could have done better, but I just feel
forever,
like, he really thought about it.
Okay. And it means so much. Okay.
He's just such a guy. Okay. This is from Chi Chi Dub. Hashtag R-H-O-P. Juan told Giselle, keep giving him chances. At that point, Giselle knew it was time to forget Sherman.
That's what you
yes, yes, exactly my point. I totally feel you there.
And then at Chocolate Kisses said, Candace's mom literally wore a wedding dress to her daughter's wedding.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's
R-H-O-P.
Like her dress was so extra.
I mean, the fact that how she walked down the aisle, it just seemed too, like, theatrical.
And then she almost had a train or whatever. So she was doing a lot with that dress. It was cute. Don't get me wrong. It actually was really nice. But I was like, okay, you think you the bride, boobs, babes.
It was her wedding, I think, in her mind.
I mean, when you pay $200,000,
yeah. If I'm dropping $200,000,
I'm not saying that she's wrong, because it's her $200K. So I am not hating on it, but it definitely was wedding dress like. Yeah. I think. All right, you guys, let's do some news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right. So I have a picture here, you guys, for Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. And here's a picture of Giselle with her lovely mother celebrating on the IG. So happy Mother's Day to everyone.
She's also been posting lots of pictures of her girls today, which I'm loving. They are just so cute.
She just graduated eighth grade. I was like, I know she ain't already in high school.
They've gotten so big. Oh, my gosh.
They're adorable.
All right. And then this is Karen's. I can't see it. Is this
that's
a book?
It's the release of her fragrance.
Oh, my gosh,
I forgot. Bloomingdale's, which is humongous.
Wow.
I'm so happy for her. That is such a big win to be able to sell your fragrance line in
Bloomingdale's. That is great. Congratulations, Karen.
And all of the girls came out to support you.
Yeah, because I wasn't really sure. It is real. So congratulations for that. It's a thing.
And
hopefully we will, hopefully I'll check it out. Hopefully I can afford it. I don't know. Bloomingdale's is pricey, but congrats on that.
And she launched at the Titans Corner Bloomies in D.C. That's a big deal.
That is a big mall. That's a huge mall.
Good job, Karen.
Yay.
Good job, Karen. Paying off them taxes.
I know,
Woo-hoo.
Right?
You can... you got Giselle's shirt on?
Thank you. Before you know it, you'll be able to live in that house all year long, girl. Not just for shooting. Okay, you guys. Before we get out of here, let's do some predictions right quick.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
You can go.
I think that going back to the sucking of the, I think it is going to end up being Michael. And this may be where we see the start of all of the rumors that came out at the beginning of the season about the whole sexual harassment thing. So I think we're going to start to see it either come out or it trickling its way out. And then I also think there is going to be a Giselle and Karen blow up, because when is there not a Giselle and Karen blow up?
True.
Okay, they're gonna be blowing up at each other. Definitely think I'm interested to see what this happens at this party. I guess were they at a 90s hip hop party when Michael said the comment? So interested to see how that goes. Also, I feel like Sherman may try to come back. He might not come back to like episode 5. But I'm hoping you like step up soon, Sherman, and you come back. And yeah, I just feel like maybe Monique and Giselle are gonna have it out again. Who knows if Monique comes around.
We may see also Giselle being kicked out of yet another party.
Yeah. Yes, somebody
does it best.
Or someone else's home, for sure. I think definitely, obviously we know drama with Michael is coming our way. I think that Ashley and Candace, I think, are going to go toe-to-toe. I think they're going to have a beef, some sort of drama between those two. Because I really feel like Ashley is going to pretty much fall out with mostly everyone. I think that's it. That's all I got for you guys. All right. Thank you so much, you guys, for joining us. Stay tuned. Give us 5 stars, thumbs up, like us, comment, all that other stuff. And thank you so much for joining us. See you guys again next week here, same place, same time. And I am your host, Erica Edwards. You can follow me on all of my social media at Erica, E-R-I-K-A, D as in door, Edwards. So ladies, where can they find you and what's going on?
Hey everybody, you all can follow me on all social media platforms at I Am Lexi Fierce.
Hey guys, you can follow me on Instagram at Lauren Out Loud.
All right, thank you guys so much for joining us.
Bye guys.
Ciao for now, folks.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.